Damn.
That's a gay move.
Oh my god, dude. I'm not going down with a fucking ship. Are you kidding me?
I'm saving myself at any cost. I'm throwing women and children off board.
Commercial airlines, only the captain should have a parachute, and he should be wearing it when you get on the plane. And he's like saying hi to everyone who's waving. And he's just already wearing the parachute.
yep.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing? We'll see how this one goes, huh? Have you folks ever seen the movie Flight with Denzel?
Good afternoon, folks. This is your captain, Osama bin Laden. I'm just kidding. beautiful sunny day here. It's been a while, I guess. With the quarantine stuff, I haven't flown a plane in months, I guess. So, we'll see how it goes. But they gave us parachutes now, which is pretty funny. You know, you think about it, it's like they're expecting you to fuck up your job. I mean, you know, they're not. It's that's something I've been. The co-pilot didn't show up to work, so usually I run this stuff by him. I've been getting into open mics lately.
I've been doing a lot of Zoom comedy shows.
I my daughter, she's a slut. I'm just kidding. She is.
Like a Louis style.
Yeah, she has a she moved to New York to do comedy and became a slut. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I watched her show. She's doing Queen karaoke, but she dresses up like classic Disney characters, and that's the theme of her comedy show. And I thought, well, you know, at the very least, there should be one joke, you know.
It's true.
And so I started writing them, and I thought, well, listen, I got a 14-hour flight, you know, coming up. Why don't I write some stuff for that, and I can just stay on mic.
I'll stay on mic the whole time.
The entire flight. Obviously, our first class passengers, if you want, you can hit the mute button, and then we'll turn it off for the economy classes. If you'd like to upgrade and pay an additional $78, you can mute me for 3.5 minutes, and for an additional $27 a minute. Get those, and if you pay with your JetBlue card, which we will be signing you up for, we're running everyone's credit right now, and so we're doing a hard pull on everyone's credit, and so if you got a mortgage coming up, I'm sorry, you should have read through the carrier contract when you bought the tickets. It's that that 85-page PDF that we mail out that you're supposed to read. Any lawyer will tell you. Always read the fine print, you know, which, of course, they definitely follow that advice as well. You know, they go into Subway and they say, I'm not ready to place my order yet. Let me read all the small text on the fucking brochure first.
Ding, so, ding, 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 ding. Yeah. People just hitting their buttons over and over again.
That way I could be an asshole when somebody says, oh, yeah, I went to this mechanic, he fucking took the brakes out of my car and it killed my 3-year-old. And I said, well, did you read the fine print? Yeah. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Professor Asshole. Anyways.
If you're booing, I can't hear you through the door.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and sit back and suck my dick.
Just suck my dick. You know, I started doing this a couple weeks before 9/11 started. And this is true. This is absolutely true. Like 2 weeks, I forgot to put the wheels up on a flight, which is apparently really, really fucking dangerous. And then I was like, oh, this sucks. I'm going to lose my job. And then what happens? A couple of Muslims come through. Save my ass, dude. I'm saying it. There's a silver lining, you know?
Assalamu alaikum to my brothers out there.
There's a silver lining to every cloud, and in my case, it was the wheels of my plane sticking out from underneath the cloud. And I had forgotten, but it was also the Muslim guys. That's kind of like a wordplay thing that I was working on. Damn.
I'm getting pretty sleepy. I stayed up all night writing these.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's weird because I ran this by some of the guys in the in the crew hangout area. We have a that's the real name of it, I'm assuming.
Clubhouse.
The clubhouse, the firehouse, the airplane firehouse.
Yeah, we just have bunk beds. We all sleep there.
Honestly, I feel like more people would like their job. We could save capitalism if every workplace had a fireman's slide pole. Mm-hmm. Why is it that only firemen get to slide down a thing to get to work? And they had that shit before 9/11 happened. You know? How come we're not called the first responders? If you think about it, we were literally the first people in the towers. Right up front. We had front row seats to that. Very first responders. Sure, I had a box cutter jammed in my asshole, but the first one in that motherfucking tower, I guarantee you that. Tell you that right now.
Boo, people just pelting little pretzels at the door. Trying to get him to stop. Yeah, that guy rocks.
Yeah, he's a good guy to listen to.